No plans this weekend? Hit up Slug Magazine's daily calendar and never have another Friday night in. Show me.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. I'm Sally Yu, and this is my solo project that I work in collaboration with Mad Madsen.
I don't think I got as engaged in piano until I was in high school when I started to try to write my own songs. I was recording the music on this really terrible laptop microphone with this recording software that you record over what you just recorded. It was very rudimentary, and I really wanted to play guitar because I started listening to musicians that I really liked that had really good songs, and they all play guitar. There's a rhythmic part of guitar that's so much easier to sing along to than piano. Piano is very melodic, and I always felt like I was fighting with the piano when trying to write a song. I remember when I first started playing guitar, I bruised my fingertips so badly and I almost quit playing, but I kept thinking like, no, you gotta do it. This is part of the pain. So I grew up in Layton, and so there was not a lot of music, and I didn't really know how to use the internet back then to look for things, but I listened to a lot of KRCL in the morning. Excellent playlist, so moody, perfect for your teenage high school soundtrack, but the biggest thing was the NPR All Songs podcast. The one song that they had played on the podcast that really forced me to go look for music was the Thermals cover of Elliott Smith's Ballad of Big Nothing. That was the instigator. That music really solidified my songwriting philosophy of having melody and lyrics go hand in hand. A lot of times that's led to what I think are really good songs, but it's also been limiting in a lot of ways of just being stuck with this melody and lyric, and that's still how I write songs. So Chalk, I joined in 2013. Because our friend Chris Boca, the bassist, was leaving, and so they needed a bassist. I was so happy to join. Some of my favorite memories of Chalk is probably just having practices together. You just have so much fun with people that you love, and I kind of miss that a lot. The thing with being an adult and having friendships is you don't really get to hang out that often, that regularly, and actually do something together that isn't necessarily going to a bar to have a beer or going shopping and happening to have this conversation. I miss creating, and I think my favorite project was when the four of us did art for this website that I built for Chalk. I can't remember if we all did it in one night, but our drummer Jeremy found those paintings later, and man, we had a lot of fun. I'd always done solo stuff that was really folksy or rock music related. And I felt really stagnant and felt like I couldn't say anything more with verse, chorus, verse the way that I had always been doing it. And I started just jamming together, and one summer we were like, yeah, let's make music. Why aren't we just doing it? Let's just do music. And in 1 week we cranked out a set's worth of songs to play, and all it took was, let's just sit down, set a goal, and do it. And I guess the music that Matt listens to is different from what I listen to. He likes music with big open spaces. There's room for the song to breathe. There's groove, there's rhythm, there's funk and sexy and smart and world. And it was just not what I would have listened to on my own. because the minute I listened to Sade for the first time, I was like, what is this? Amazing! And he's always showing me new bands. I'm obsessed with Krungbin, the three-piece, and that bassist is amazing. And so a lot of this influence came from having listened to different kinds of music and also having Matt as a resource to be like, what is possible? Because all I know is GarageBand. And Matt's like, well, I know Ableton, and I'm also very hip with rhythms. So I start painting right around the time that we started making music, because I realized, oh, what other things in my life have I not tried? What else have I not done? And that was painting. Also around that time, I was reading The Three-Body Problem by Xixin Liu, who's a Chinese science fiction author. And that whole series and that book really made me think about space and what if we do encounter aliens? Will we want to talk to each other? Is the world really as cynical and violent and suspicious? And while I was reading that book, I was struck with this image of just landing on a brand new planet. That feeling I had from having that image in my head, I wanted to translate that to painting. And so I guess it's abstract painting. And it was really weird because that summer, that was like the only thing I painted. I did several different versions of this pink to black gradient. This idea I had was I'm slowly descending to the surface of this planet and we can't really see the bottom because maybe there is no bottom. Fiction informs a lot of my painting and music too. I love sci-fi and fantasy because it tries to explain something that's hard to explain or doesn't even exist. And that's kind of what music is too. And that's kind of what painting is. So when I was having the most fun playing piano, I was listening to a lot of late night NPR jazz. I was really inspired by the idea that somebody could just improvise a piece and just not be so worried about the beginning and the end and just see where it goes. Now I understand jazz musicians are so regimented and we are done in this many bars. I didn't know that back then. So when we started working on this music, it was kind of that feeling of, I'm not sure where it's gonna go. Maybe it needs this, maybe it doesn't. It was very freeing to just come up with the sound first and then work in the lyrics and the melody. He'd set up a drum track and then we would just sit and go through the list of synth sounds and go, nah. And then we'd land on something and be like, ooh, tasty. It was also kind of new for me to work with someone else on music, because when I was in Chalk, the four of us would each write a complete song and then bring it to the band. It was interesting to hear what Matt had already worked on too. He's like, let me show you this catalog. And we'd go through and kind of listen. I'm like, oh, I like that part. And then we'd work on it and it'd be a brand new song. And it was also really nice to be able to not linger so long on a song, because there's so many song ideas that I have that I've just hung on to because it wasn't ready yet. But working with Matt allowed me to be like, oh, let's just ditch this and work on something different. And in that way, I've grown in that I've become more productive writing music. My favorite song on Tender is probably the title song, Tender. I like it because I'd been hanging on to that melody and lyric for so long. I probably came up with that when I was 20 or something, and it had just never been ready. It had never found the right song to land in, and it was definitely different from what I had imagined it, and I like that.
The best way to find out about my music and shows or see any of the art I do would be to follow me on Instagram. I'm at Sally_U. My music is also on Spotify and Bandcamp, sallyu.bandcamp.com. My last name is spelled Y-O-O.
92% of Slug readers attend community, arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.